So Prince Harry's autobiography, Spare, as my wife has just texted me to say, it's the fastest selling non-fiction book of all time. Did you say that or not? Is it?
Well, that's actually not. It's never going to beat the Bible. So let's just wind that back.
But not fastest selling.
No, I think it moves.
But this is non-fiction.
Oh.
That's fair to say.
Whoa.
Oh.
Well,
we're coming up. We're going down that track. No. Anyway,
give out your Twitter handle.
I'm a Catholic, so I can, you know.
Anyway,
I've studied it. So here we go.
You've studied it.
I grew up. I went to Catholic primary and secondary school. Went to a Christian Brothers College, where Christian Brothers used to teach me day after day, after year.
So Harry.
So Prince Harry, his autobiography. We already talked about. We already heard him singing an Elton John song. Look, he refers to his mummy right through the book from start to finish.
And he calls her mummy?
Mummy, yeah.
That's a very English thing, isn't it, for adults to call their parents mummy?
Let's have a listen to him talking about mummy.
He loathed it when mummy dressed us in the same outfits. They'd been friends of mummy. I'd step forward, whisper, mummy, is that you?
Mm. So it was a lot of mummy. A lot of mummy talk.
Mm.
He also obviously obsessed with what happened to his mummy.
Yes.
She died very young, obviously, when her and her boyfriend's car went through a tunnel in Paris because the driver was drunk.
Was he?
Well, that's what the police report said.
Has he entertained any of the other speculation about how mummy died, do you think? Do you know what I mean? That would be painful, but you would if you were looking for answers.
He blames the press.
Yes.
He said they hounded her and that's why she died.
Yes.
But you know what? I just don't think he's not very self-aware. Like, for example, he was in Paris going to the Rugby World Cup or something as an adult, and he said he wanted to go through the tunnel and he wanted to go through the tunnel at the same speed that mummy went through the tunnel.
Right.
But just have a listen to what he says here.
I want to go through it. You want to go through the tunnel? At 65 miles per hour, to be precise. Let's do it. Billy added that if the driver ever revealed to another human that we'd asked him to do this, we'd find him, and there would be hell to pay.
Yeah, but you've written it in the book.
So
the whole time he's talking about how he just valued his privacy while writing every single thing and giving away all these secrets from other people.
Yes.
But the whole time, no one values my privacy. Why have you written a book then?
And done a Netflix series.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What, does he address that?
No. Not at any point does he address
his
the
own
fact
hypocrisy.
That he's now giving away all these other secrets. While,
and other people's secrets.
Yes, other people's secrets while whinging about the press invading his privacy.
What sort of secrets?
For cash.
Give me some of the secrets.
That he gives away.
I'll
get to that in a minute. There's one. He absolutely slaughters his brother in the book. His brother has every reason never to, like, associate with him again. It's crazy how he treats his brother in this book, in my opinion. But here's an example of him having a go at the press, all right? So he bangs on about how many drugs he takes. So he's on cocaine. Well, that's his words. Here's him talking about marijuana.
I believe that was also the night I smoked an entire shopping bag of weed.
So through the whole book, I'm on weed, I'm on coke,
right.
I'm drunk out of my mind. Through the whole book.
Ah.
And then he complains about the press doing this.
In this editor's estimation, Marco said, I was a drug addict.
Oh. Man, you're the one banging on about being on drugs the whole time.
Oh.
I think it's reasonable for the press to have that sort of, you know, headline. Here's another one. He blames the press for so many girls leaving him.
She likes me, I said. Loves me, I guess, but she doesn't like the baggage that comes with me, doesn't like everything that comes with being royal, the press and so forth, and none of that is ever going away. So what hope is there?
Did any point, Harry, do you think maybe these girls just don't like you?
No, because
every single woman who left him, it's because of the press.
Yes.
None of them left him because of his personality.
Yeah, no.
In fact, he's a drongo. All right, this is a big one for me. The big Nazi uniform thing, yeah?
Yes.
So when Harry, when he went to a fancy dress party in 2005, mm-hmm. wore a Nazi uniform mm-hmm. and has never lived it down, people mm-hmm. still remember it.
Mm.
Who does he blame for wearing
Here we go.
Nazi uniform?
Here we go.
He went to a uniform shop. He said his brother was going dressed as a tiger or a leopard or something. Mm-hmm. He had two choices at the uniform shop. He had the Nazi uniform. And
only two choices in a costume shop.
According to him, he had two choices, Nazi uniform and British uniform. He rang his brother, the future king, William. He rang William and Kate, the future queen, and asked their opinion. Have a listen.
I phoned Willie and Kate, asked what they thought. Nazi uniform, they said. I rented it plus a silly moustache and went back to the house. I tried it all on. They both howled. Worse than Willie's leotard outfit.
They laughed.
Right.
William and Kate made him wear the Nazi uniform.
Notice how he goes, and a silly moustache.
Yes.
Hang on, Nazi uniform and a silly moustache. Who does that remind me of in history?
How many stars?
I love it. I'm giving it 5 stars.
There's 5 stars! New Today FM.